The destruction of the coral reefs on the west coast of Barbados remains a concern, at least for this resident of St. James. He raised it with the Prime Minister last night at her latest St. James Speaks Town Hall.
I think what we need is somewhere to manage what goes on in the coastal area so that the coral reefs would start to rejuvenate, because all we have is dying coral reefs, and if the coral reefs are dying, and we come and we do all the construction and infrastructure along the coastline, we are still back to square one.
Prime Minister Motley shared her latest thoughts on how government is looking to deal with the problem.
The government, as we speak, and it was week before last Wednesday, we met with the Inter-American Development Bank, the European Investment Bank, and the Green Climate Fund, because having done last year a debt for nature swap where we bought back $150 million of Barbados's debt, had it reissued at cheaper interest rates, and used the interest savings over 15 years to finance a Barbados Marine Conservation Trust. So we will get anywhere between 50 to 60 million US dollars in the next 15 years without increasing our debt, but allowing us to spend the money year by year over a 15-year period to be able to preserve the waters. This time, we are looking for a debt for climate swap. And what we are doing is looking to repurchase $300 million this time, US. And in repurchasing that, to be able to have the interest savings that we will get in the debt for climate swap to finance the tertiary treatment plant that is to go at the South Coast in Graham Hall. And that will allow us then to treat the sewage and to have the water replenish the aquifers and, if necessary, be used for agricultural purposes. Because what you're getting then is clean water. Okay? We hope that we can get that completed in the next, 12 months? That is just the financing part of it. And then, of course, you have to go to the execution part, which should take about 18 months or so. So we hope that within the next 2.5 years or sooner, we can take care of that. In the meantime, we have asked them and the Water Authority to be able to settle and resolve on the West Coast. Because if I told you, and most Barbadians would not know this, all the talk, and this is why we've been fighting so hard to be able to get the partners internationally in order to be able to do these kinds of innovative things where you can get 50 million US one way and possibly 80, 90 million, I don't know how much is going to come from the debt for climate swap, but enough to finance the majority, if not all, of the upgrade of the South Coast sewage treatment plant to tertiary.
She added,
if we weren't using this modality, we would have to look for another, in the case of the blue bonds, another 100 to 120 million Barbados dollars in debt. Don't have that over the next 15 years. We're similarly trying to do that with South Coast. Now, I have put in our back pocket, when the Water Authority finishes, that is obviously the third thing that we want to go for with a debt for climate swap. If we can't get the whole amount, we get what we can, and the government puts the difference to there.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.